This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The one thing about Josh is he gives you a chance to get the ball, right? Because he is so strong. He reminds me a little bit like Steve McNair, Ben Roethlisberger back there, where when you get there, you have to make sure you not only try to tackle him, but you almost have equally as good a chance of tackling the ball because he just kind of hangs it out there like a loaf of bread. So I think the biggest thing is to throttle down. Let's make sure we secure and try to get the sack and then try to attack the ball in doing so.
That is probably his first appearance on our show, Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, Saratoga Springs High School.
All right.
Ever been?
I've never been to Saratoga Springs. I've heard very good things, but I've never been.
I love it. Yes. It's a must-do.
Somehow I've made it 59 years.
Saratoga, Lake George.
I'm not against going. It just has not worked out. But I, you know.
In fact, I'm losing respect for you.
Must do. What does it even mean, must?
You have to go.
I have to go.
You
really?
Have to see this movie. Yes. Yeah. If you don't see this movie, we can't be friends.
I don't buy it.
You have to go.
I don't buy must.
You have to go to Saratoga.
I must do nothing. I must do only what I want.
Okay. Well, this is going nowhere.
I would want to go to Saratoga Springs. Again, opportunity hasn't ever presented itself.
But you have to plan these things.
Yeah.
Well, there might not have been hockey tournaments in Saratoga.
There definitely were not.
There are probably places you went to 10 times.
Yes.
That you didn't need to go to twice.
Right. Suburban Cleveland, suburban Pittsburgh, Canandaigua even.
Canandaigua even. I believe my wife told me the biggest girls hockey tournament in the country is this weekend in Rochester.
Awesome.
My daughter is there. They played two games today. They played the Nashville Junior Predators.
That sounds like a big tournament.
Anaheim is there.
All right.
All over Rochester,
different rinks. Love it. That's awesome.
Did you ever do that one? Boys version?
Yeah, we did some pretty big showcases. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teams from all over the country type of thing. Yeah. I don't know about Anaheim, though. I don't think we ever saw
the Junior Ducks.
I never saw the Junior Ducks.
They might be the Junior.
We saw the Junior Blues was maybe the furthest we saw.
I've seen the Junior Blues.
Yep.
Yes, Penguins.
Yep.
Predators. Now I'm trying to think if I can name all the NHL teams. Sharks. Sharks, Kings, Dolphins. No, that's not right. Dolphins on the brain. We haven't spent any time this week doing the ritual. Reminiscing about Miami and the, you know, I heard Sal go into that a little bit today, the history and the fans who go back like you and I do to the 70s and, you know, the way the Dolphins just
cheated.
Owned the Bills. Cheated.
Cheated.
Yeah. The teams that have beaten the Bills over the years have cheated.
Don Shula was on the competition committee and that meant that he was cheating.
That's what that meant.
Yes. Don't you see? It's obvious. It couldn't be more obvious.
What else could it be?
It's not that the Bills are inept. No. They're finding an unfair advantage from the officials because of Shula's place on that competition committee, which now Sean McDermott, by the way, is on.
Yes, proudly, I'm sure. I don't remember the 70s. I did go to the opener in 79. That was my first Bills game. And probably had some appreciation for, like, Miami was good and the Bills were pretty bad for most of those years. But I can remember watching the first start of Dan Marino's career in the Orange Bowl against the Bills in 1983. And the Bills would not have won there, I think, since 66. And that's a classic game in Bills history. Overtime.
Is this the big win. Joe Ferguson game?
Yeah. Yes. And I remember watching that and just being so happy and feeling like something really unbelievable had just happened, that the Bills won a game against the Dolphins in Miami.
I have no question at all that I would have watched it. I just don't. I don't remember it at all. Like I've seen the the record book and Ferguson's place in it because of that game, but I don't remember. I don't remember watching that game, and it's a pretty big famous game. I don't remember feeling anything about Dan Marino. You know, it's just so different. I mean, it's not like I was a little kid. I mean, I graduated from high school in '83, so I'm 18, 19 years old, whatever. And I just don't – I have an easier time remembering games from when I was 10 than I do remembering that game. You know, and this is pre, the mid-'80s, late-'80s. Like, eventually I moved to Connecticut. There's some stuff there that doesn't really fit together for me in those years. I wasn't as on top of it as I was when I was younger and then as I would be when I moved back home.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But even 83 predates all that, and I don't know. It's just not an area of Bill's history I feel like I remember well.
What I don't remember about that is what it might have felt like to most of the fans with Marino being the last pick of that famous draft. And here it was, I guess it's week 6. I'm looking it up now. That was his first start, I believe. So Miami has its rookie, and he's playing, and in this game against the Bills, maybe it had already happened in other games as a backup, but in this game against the Bills, he looks like a star. And the Bills guy is playing for the Houston Gamblers. the Jets, the Patriots, the Dolphins, all in the division. Did the Colts? No, the Colts. Well, the Colts drafted Elway.
Right, and he ended up.
So I guess, yes, all six quarterbacks, five were in the AFC East.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. But and then Blackledge for Kansas City. So here's Miami's future, their franchise guy. Did we think about it in these sort of terms in 1983? I don't remember.
Yeah, that's it. I don't remember that. I don't remember feeling like I cared at all that Dan Marino was playing against the Bills and Jim Kelly wasn't. And that if that happened now, right? Like if rival teams both drafted quarterbacks in the first round, and one of them was playing against the Bills, and the Bills guy was
playing baseball
in Egypt or something, we would never stop talking about it. It would be all we talked about, I think. And this doesn't even resonate at all, which is crazy.
Well, part of that is because it worked out.
Sure, that's right, that he eventually came. And even this game, it's not like this game it hurt us. Ferguson had a historic game.
5 touchdowns.
For the Bills in that game.
Yes, their first win in Miami in 17 years. And then, it got to the point where it was almost old hat, as they say. The Kelly years.
Right.
Sort of dominating Miami in the playoffs, too. And, of course, that's even more true lately where it's 12 out of 13. But it's still in there, right? I mean,
the
cultural disparities between the cities.
That's always been
easy.
More. I think that's for me. That's really it. My what is Miami? Like, Miami is spray on tans and convertibles and silicone and it's a certain representation of America that is not even hardly real. I'm sure it is for the people with the fake tan, but it's predicated on false. It just feels it's very easy to judge the entire population of the region in this sort of they're just the pretty girl, the good looking guy. They're just hot. That's Miami, literally and figuratively. In Buffalo, we're over here. There's no pastels here. You know, this is a very different existence in Buffalo than Miami. Like, I don't even know where I would go for a good kielbasa sandwich in Miami.
You'd have to have one. But where would you go for
it? Where would I go? I don't know.
Have you been to Miami? You have to go.
I have.
You have to go to Miami.
I must. It's a must.
Yes.
Yeah. Somehow again. No. I don't even think I've been in the closest I've been to Miami is the Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Not close at all. Not close enough.
Okay, that's it.
Not close enough.
I don't think I've ever been in Miami.
I liked Miami. I wasn't there for a long time. I'm not saying I lived there. I was there for a few days. I liked it. It was so different, like you're saying, that it was really like an adjustment. But I appreciated it. It was fun. And I'm not really for the beach or for the party scene or anything like that. So it wasn't – South Beach was not interesting to me. But, like, the streets where there's restaurants and people are walking around and palm trees and really interesting cultural variety, I did like it there. You have to go. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You have to go anywhere you haven't been. The Junior Panthers.
I do like going places. I'm not against going to any of these places. Where was the first Saratoga? Sure. I mean, traveling is healthy. It's good.
It's great.
Broadens your horizons.
We'll take a break. Hear from Batavia Downs, the Legends and Stars memorabilia show. Autograph signings getting underway tonight. Many are tomorrow. $10 admission. Kids get in free. And $10, the admission also earns you $10 in free play on the gaming floor here at Batavia Downs. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Kevin Adams, next hour. Picks 2, then pregame at 6 tonight for Sabres Islanders here on WGR. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.